we decide on a date. So each day has an agenda. And in 12 days, it's over. Can you do that? Tuesday is the day of human governing the earth. So, right at the beginning, they show, they make everything upside down. They even intentionally do mistakes. Ritually, the grand priest will come out with two different pair of socks and the coat reversed to say that okay, that is over, because you have to take care of that offering, and everything is there for 12 days. 13, you have clean up. You clean up everything and you do the mistakes to confess that you are incapable. That's what you is April Fool. It's 13th day of that year. That's the philosophy. And it's not to lie and cheat. It's to do something wrong, obvious, to show that the humans are not capable of replacing the gods. But they have to do the duty. That's the 13th day. So the 13th day is not the day of happiness. That's why everybody believes it's cursed. It comes from mythology, it comes from mythology, it comes from what you call pagans. Because they have the calendar and time set of nature. So they believe in nature, that they have 12 months, 12 disciples and all that. Later on, 300 years after Jesus, Gregorians started to change calendar and bring the birth of Jesus to the birth of Mithra. The birth of Mithra is the birth of light, the day that the light starts to increase. That's the birthday. Birthday of Jesus has never been clear to anyone. And they even changed the calendar, but a couple of months was enough. Somehow they changed the January, February, March, April, but they forgot about September, October, November, December, which are obviously 7, 8, 9, and 10th one. It's September, October, Oct is 8, Nov is 9, and Dec is 10. So they changed it because they wanted to adjust Christianity with paganism, to follow the rule of tradition of people, something like that. So that's what April Fool is the 13th day normally of the year. So it's the day that the human being takes the responsibility to rule. So everything collapses on that day. And there is no norms anymore. It's ordinary. That's why the time is passed for that. And no rules is only during those 12 days. Okay, a part of this nonsense is Ravi.
Where? The quarrel of the Emir is concerning the succession.
Read it.
Yes, Peter. Oh, it's 696.
696. Look, This scroll is my proof that after him the vicarate belongs to me. Another emir came forth from ambush. His pretension regarding the vice-regency was the same. He too produced a scroll under his arm, so that in both there arose the Jewish anger. The rest of the emirs, one after another, drawing swords of keen metal, each with a sword and a scroll in his hand, fell to combat like raging elephants. Hundreds of thousands of Christians were slain, so that there were mounds of severed heads. Blood flowed on left and right like a torrent. Mountains of this dust rose in the air. The seeds of dissension, which he had sown, had become a calamity to their heads.
This is almost the end of the story. Remember, all this is a part of one story. And we have to remember the story. Everybody remembers. Why should we remember the story? Because each story is a section of this argument altogether. He's talking about one aspect of your logic in your mind, which is jab, means effort, personal effort. You try to do something, okay? But when you try to do something, you don't do it wisely or justly or whatever. How do you do it, whatever you do? Your personal intention. You don't like the other people. Maybe you put up with them, but you don't like them. And maybe somehow you try to punish them. This is what it is all about. There was this king. He doesn't like the Christians. Why doesn't he like the Christians? This is one question you should ask. Okay, he tries to persecute them and kill them all unsuccessfully. The vizier, the clever one, comes to him and says, listen, these guys will hide their beliefs. Let me deal with them. And he did. All the story is about this. What did he do? He literally killed himself to put some sectarism in Christians, right? Now we see all these emirs after his death standing up and claiming to be his successor. And of course they don't like each other. Something was provoked over there, you said, Jewish anger, which doesn't make sense. Of course the word is there, but that's not it. It's the anger of the effort. When you try for something, you expect it to happen. If somebody stops it to happen, you will be angry. If somebody will claim to be right and you're wrong, you're angry. Because your effort actually has stopped, so it's the effort anger. Juhud. This is the trick. The word is jab. Jab means personal effort. The guy who does it is Juhud. And Juhud at the same time is the worst name the Jewish people could be called. Means Jew. Why? Because at the time they believed that these Jews, they don't believe in God. They believe in their personal effort. Look at them. They are, because every minority will do this. Minority cannot leave the things to chances, to be deliberately go around. They were conservative, right? The conservative people, they count on themselves. They said, okay, these are the efforty people. Means the Juhud. Now, after a couple of hundred years, Rumi is playing with all of it to say something. all these Amiris standing up and say, I'm the successor, and they fight each other, and almost everybody get killed. This is the story, as simple as that.